everyone, and welcome to episode 10 of the Broski Podcast. My name is Matthew, most call me Lime Jinjo. With me as always
Cringo.
With me as always is Dylan Carofibian. But this episode, we have a special guest.
Die. What the frick? Huh?
Sorry. No. We have a special guest. A guest that many have wanted for a long time. He's a man with a beard. Many call him funny, and he's known for being on the loudest podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Zach.
Listen, guys, we're gonna have to make it quick and worth my while, because I've got an appointment with the president and 100 different people from the media. You know, we're just gonna have to wrap this up pretty quick.
Of course, Okay. Of course. We would never waste your time.
We'll make
Zach.
Sure you get your money, okay?
Wonderful.
The famous Zach Pild. Zach Pild, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I post. I like to post on the internet. I don't really do much else. I'm quite funny, though, I've been told.
That's true. Sometimes. That's true.
Yeah, all the time.
You're a known Persona 1 hater.
Don't get me... Okay, so I regularly get into arguments with Persona 1 people on Twitter. Copers.
Well, whenever you see Persona 1 on the timeline, you quote tweet it and you say Persona 1 copers. And they all know
so
you.
Pissed.
They all know you in their little community. And one time they got so mad at you.
They all like attacked and they were all literally like 14, 15.
Yeah.
Why are 14, 15 year olds even playing Persona 1?
It's M rated.
I know, right?
So.
No, they should be playing like actual cool games. Like, they have plenty of cool games. There's no way they got through all the, like, actual good games. And that they're so far in their backlog, they're playing Persona 1. Because, you know, they're only 14 or 15.
Balloon's Tower Defense 5 is free.
Dude, this is so true.
That's true. That's
so
true. Yeah, Balloon's Tower Defense, pretty fire. But definitely better than Persona 1. Well, speaking of Persona, Persona 5 Scramble is finally coming to America. When we're recording this, it's coming out in America tomorrow. Haha.
Well, quote, tomorrow.
Atlas would have you believe it came out a couple days ago, but that's only if you bought, like, what, the Digital
if
Deluxe
you're
Edition?
And you bought the Digital Deluxe Edition, you got it 4 days early. Frick you!
Cringe.
Yeah, a very story-heavy game that is going to be played by a community that just loves to spoil the game as soon as it is out. I guess it's not as big of a deal for Scramble since it's already been out in Japan for a year, so this game could have already been spoiled for you.
Yeah, but like even so, it's
like,
a whole new English-speaking audience and get into it.
Yeah,
a lot of people are going to have the game beaten already.
Yeah, a whole new group of assholes are going to be able to spoil it for you.
Tell me why there were clips of it, like English translation, actual screen recordings of it like 2 weeks ago.
It was more than 2 weeks ago. There's this big scene in it that everyone was like freaking out over.
That wasn't more than 2 weeks ago.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I think it was only like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago.
Feels like ages
it was,
ago.
It was like when the reviewed copy came in, and it wasn't that long ago.
That's because we live in a hell world, Matthew.
We live, yeah. A hell world where reviewers get Persona 5 Scramble 2 weeks before everyone else, and then leak footage from the game that they're probably not supposed to online.
Well, these random YouTubers were getting it. Like, they aren't reviewers. It's just this guy who pretty much does nothing but record the game, and he posts it on YouTube.
Well, those are like ambassadors. They send the game out to a bunch of ambassadors. They do that for any company that does that.
Cringe.
They get it a lot later, though. They get it like a couple days before. Reviewed get it like probably a week or so before.
Anyway, fuck Atlas, but thank God we're finally getting this game a year later. I've seen some Atlas copers on the timeline say something like, well, it took a year because COVID-19. Well,
they didn't get the script until COVID, because
yeah.
It was all recorded in COVID.
Actually, dipshit, if Atlas was a normal company and did things correctly, the game should have started being localized long before COVID, because it should have started being localized before it even came out in Japan.
And they can do it because SMT5 is going to be worldwide at once when it comes out.
simultaneous. Yeah.
But Atlas is always like, let the game come out in Japan and then give us like half a year to get the script
it's
to you.
No before we start how thinking big about Persona it. 5 it too. Like, what the frick?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck their issue was. This was cringe. But I'm glad we're finally getting it. I look forward to playing it and licking my copy a little bit.
Do you think they're good at grappling hooks?
Fuck you.
So cool. That's so cool. Grappling hooks are so cool.
Me when I see grappling hooks. Me gusta.
Me gusta. You when playing Persona 5 Scramble. Forever alone.
You guys know Rage Comics? You know the Rage Comic faces?
I love them.
What year were they from? Was it like 2009?
2008, 2009, I think.
I think they really like took off in 2011. At least that's when I started making Rage Comics. Maybe, nobody's ever going to find them, though.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You just opened up a challenge for everyone.
Nobody will
Dylan,
find
them. We have like 184 subscribers. No one's going to fucking go and accept this challenge. You need like at least 100,000 before one person will go out and be like,
100,000? I would say at least like in the one of the thousands, not 100,000.
It's the broskies. The broskies find Zach's old Rage Comics challenge. If you find them and send them to me, you have to give me $200,000.
That's a good challenge. That's a good reward, guys. Being able to give Zach money is a high honor that anyone would accept, including the President of the United States, Joe Biden.
He's not going to find him either.
Okay. Well, Rage Comic face tier
list. What's your favorite one? That isn't the troll face.
Yeah, because everyone's favorite is the troll face. So
if the troll face is just too good and it's even relevant today. Because like all the Rage comics, we bring them up as like jokes today, but none of them are still like widely used in the troll faces. Because everyone still used the troll face.
Keeps resurging.
Yeah, because it's constantly relevant because we do a little trolling. It's called a little trolling.
Dude!
Everyone is always trolling. So the troll face will always be relevant. It's never going to go away. Dylan, do you want to go first? What's your favorite Rage comic face?
I'm trying to think.
Are you serious? Oh my god. You didn't think before the episode? Zach, what's your favorite Rage comic face that isn't the troll face?
It's hard.
It's a hard decision. I don't know why you're like, you didn't think. It's a hard decision, dude.
There's a lot of them. A lot of them are
children.
Really good.
You shame me back. Oh, you didn't. Frick you, dude. It's like
there's one that's
like my favorite children, dude.
It's an easy one for me. It's incredibly easy
for me. Okay, then do it. Do it. Do it. Do it, bro.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. He will never decide on what his favorite Rage comic face is other than a troll face. That's the best one. That's the best one by far. The cereal guy.
I love the cereal guy. That would probably be my choice too, actually.
Cereal guy is definitely the second best. Only defeated by the troll face.
He will never choose the cereal guy as his favorite Rage comic face.
Absolute classic genius. It can be used in so many contexts. Atlas will never localize Persona 5 Scramble.
I like the detailed one, like the Forever Alone face or the No face or the Why You Know.
The Forever Alone face looks like a scrotum, like a nutsack.
Oh, I like the one of the badass dude. I don't know what he is. Like the dude with his arms out and he's making
like a boss.
Yeah.
What about Obama saying, not bad?
Not bad.
What about Dorfina? Is that her name? Dorfina?
Yeah.
What
if
about
anybody, if anybody listening to this looks like Dorfina, feel free to hit me up.
Yep. At Zach Pilled on Twitter.
Yeah.
What about me when I see Dorfina in real life? Fap.
No, that one's shit. I hate that face.
Alright, well let's start putting them in a tier list with no visuals.
So we all
know.
Everybody
just has to know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
S tier troll face and S tier to cereal man. They are S tier. Without
easily,
a doubt.
Easily.
God tier even.
Fap is F tier.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
We gotta say Forever Alone is like That's an A or B.
He's solid.
Yeah, he's... I give him, like, a B. I'd say a B. Because there's definitely ones better. Because, like, not bad is probably A.
There's a bunch of them that are, like, celebrities. There's Obama, Nicolas Cage, Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
Jean-Luc Picard from Star Trek.
What about Why You Know? Where you guys think that one would go?
I don't know. That one's kind of dated.
He just showed COD.
You really? Yeah. I'd give him like a B or an A.
Let's set it on B. Well, yeah, he's a B.
Alright. What about
What about the neckbeard?
No.
I've never, in my many, many years of making Rage comics and consuming and looking at never once have I seen the neckbeard.
I've never seen the neckbeard used in a comic either. What about Freddie Mercury holding his arm up?
That one could make a pretty good ending.
Yeah, that one's kind of badass. I won't put that in B or A.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you guys think of the Megusta face?
Megusta? Oh, man, Megusta. That's gotta be A, right?
Yeah, like, I just love the detail on it.
I'm willing to say S, straight up.
Really?
Megusta's awesome.
Alright. We can put it in S, I suppose. What about FA?
A, or S.
What shit. About
I think FA is S.
You remember, like, these guys, okay, it's a little off topic, but it's on topic. Remember, like, Spooderman and, like, the Donald Duck and Goofy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dolan and
Gooby.
Are those Rage comics, like, they're kind of a little after.
No, they're kind of their own thing.
They're evolved.
Kind of like how, like, Wojak has evolved into, like, a new form of Wojak today.
They're, like, spiritual successor.
Time works in a circle.
Gooby. Yeah, which one would Gooby? Was that Goofy? Yeah, Gooby. Gooby.
Yeah, Gooby.
Dolan and Gooby, right?
Gooby. I think Moki was Mickey, I don't remember. It was usually just Dolan and Gooby, and like the whole crux was usually that like Dolan would commit some like heinous, like truly horrific act against Gooby, and Gooby would just be like, "Why you do this?"
Okay, if we're gonna Gooby, rate please. Like actual comics, an S tier comic is the one of Gooby, and he's like, "That's a cool hat," and then he takes the hat off himself and he starts crying.
He takes the hat from the panel below him.
It's genius. For anyone listening on YouTube, it's the only platform now, but if we go to, like, freaking Spotify or something, all these will be on screen. This is a genius comic.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, Google Podcast users. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry, broski Patreoters.
You can probably just Google it, though. Like, it's genius. If you've never seen it, you gotta watch it. It's so good.
Will it come up if you just type in Gooby Hat comic?
Let's see. Check this out.
Comic. Yeah, just Google Gooby Hat comic and it comes up like 5 times.
Genius!
Yeah, Dolan and Gooby, they're kind of good comics, honestly.
Look, a hat.
Wait, I never knew about this one. It's Pluto, and it's Pluto. So P-R-U-T-O. What?
Jesus Christ, that thing is terrifying.
That's awesome.
I've never seen this.
Oh, they did Pokemon version where Gooby is Alakazam, and I think that's Zoroark? That's a Dolan? Pokememes.memebase.com.
For wait, all your guys, Pokemon remember memes. The Bugs Bunny one? I remember this one.
I can't... That's such low resolution.
You can't even read the image I sent, but like it's the Bugs Bunny one.
I don't know who Bugs Bunny is though. Are you talking about Small Chungus?
Oh, Chungus.
Small Chungus, yeah.
Small Chungus real life.
Small Chungus real life.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like 2011, 2013, those were all really good years for memes. Definitely. But
easily.
What was the worst year for memes?
Now Okay. Everyone's gonna say 2016 without even thinking. Frick you!
2016.
Let's peep this out.
Said 2016 at first, but 2016, upon research, blessed us with like, damn, Daniel, come on, man. Harambe. Oh my god, Harambe.
Like, don't get me wrong, there's some shitty memes in 2016, like that boy. I'm fine with that boy now. I hated that boy when it was a thing, though.
Was that 2016? I thought it was 2015.
No, maybe. Left Shark was 2015. Oh. 2015 might be the worst year for memes because Left Shark was there and he just tainted all the
rest. You hate Left Shark that much?
Yeah, hold on. I got an article from Vulture of 2015 memes. The best memes of the 10 best memes of 2015. Number 1, Hotline Bling. Thoughts?
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
Dino win that Hotline Bling.
He used to call me on the cell phone.
Hotline Bling wasn't a bad meme.
It wasn't that bad. It was a little annoying, but
Netflix and Chill. Netflix and Chill was like not even really a meme, was it? It's just a phrase.
It was
like a meme used in a phrase.
Oh,
or whatever.
Yeah, like 10 minutes into Netflix and Chill.
Yeah, it's
and
a phrase now. But it would start it out as a meme.
Number 3, Katy Perry's Left Shark. Fuck you, 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 fuck you.
Fuck you, fuck you.
Number 4, Little Mama Crying. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Little Mama Crying?
What made this one of the best memes of the year was not that it was the funniest meme ever, but because it came with a nice dose of controversy. It comes from an interview on Power 105.1 FM radio show The Breakfast Club, where Charlamagne badgered
I've never
Lil Mama
seen this meme.
About her mother dying of colon cancer in 2007. Lil Mama breaks into tears, and thus, somehow, a meme was born that was pretty hilarious if you didn't know the context. If you did, it was kind of ghoulish. But did that make the meme any less funnier? I've never seen this meme in my entire
fucking
life.
Me neither, I've never
seen
this. I
have to Google it.
I have no idea
Come
what
on,
this is.
Let me Google it. Lil Mama crying. I've never seen this fucking meme. This is fake. This is a deep fake. Number 5, Jesse J. Who?
Jesse J.
Number 6, What's Good? What? What the fuck are these memes?
Nah, it might just be time to go to the next year. Fuck that.
Number 7, Pope Bars. It's an image of the... It's an image of the Pope holding a microphone, and it looks like he's spinning bars. This
My
is a pretty good...
My name's the Pope, and I'm here to say... Yo, I don't like you if you're gay.
Did you guys know in 2019, the Pope said no trolling during Lent? Let me see if I can find this. Pope to Catholics, for Lent, give up trolling.
I'm going atheist.
Yeah, I'm putting this
we
in
We do
chat.
A little trolling.
Oh, hell no.
He said this in, 2020. Pope to Catholics, for Lent, give up trolling. Nah.
Nuh-uh. Can't happen.
Meme number 8, Drake versus Meek Mill. That wasn't a meme. That was just a hip-hop beef. Number 9, Still Did Her Job, Kim Davis memes. What? Number 10, Pizza Rat.
Oh, in the subway in New York, I think, where the rat was dragging a slice of pizza up
it.
A flight of stairs. It was awesome.
That's a cool video.
Slice of pizza is like 4 times his size.
Yeah, 2015 might be a contender for the worst
that
fucking
bad. That was
year
bad.
For memes.
Let's not
I'm
go
looking
quite
at,
patch. We'll just go from 15 to current.
I'm looking at another article of 2015 memes. Chrissy Teigen's cry face. Northwest in a tutu. The fuck? Rihanna's Met Gala dress.
I don't
the escaped
remember any
llamas.
Of this.
Starbucks holiday cups. Adele's Hello. I remember that one. The dress was 2015? 2015 might have been the worst year for memes. It might
I don't know, man.
Alright, 2016. Let's peep this out.
Hold up. What do you guys see the dress at? What colors?
I see white and gold.
I can't see anything.
I know it's black and blue, but I
see white and gold.
I cannot
see the white and gold. In like the original picture, I just see the black and blue. If you like match up the lighting, I can see the gold and white, but other than that, no.
It just has to do with how the cones in your eyes are. But what do you hear? Yanni or Laurel?
That one is freaking stupid.
Laurel. Laurel.
I remember clowning on it on Twitter. Laurel. Someone made like t-shirts of them, and I made some like petty tweet like, dude, imagine making these shirts, dog. You would never find happiness.
Buddies be like, do you hear Yanni or Laurel? Bruh, do you hear pussy or no pussy?
Wait, did we move on to 2016 yet?
You were just starting it.
2015 had, I'm pretty sure it had, what are those?
Wait,
this might save
have
it.
Been, that might have been 2014. Let's see, what are those on Know Your Meme?
2015.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
That's a point for 2015, but I don't, could we,
but
we
I don't
Divine
think that
era?
Saves it, because
we,
that was
we're
like,
we Divine Era, so.
Wait,
I don't know if that saves it, because...
Small loan of $1 million. When did that come out? 2015. Small loan of $1 million.
I don't know. I don't know if these memes can save 2015, though. All right, let's peep out 2016.
We kind of... Well, we... Skipping 2014, kind of... That was Divine Phase, because that's where the 21 kid is from. 21 kid is 2014.
Let's peep 2014 memes real quick. Let's go back for it.
It was December 2014, though, so I think 21 might just be counted as 2015, because that's probably when most of the memes came from.
Yeah.
Wait. I think this is a revelation. Hold on. When did D's Nuts come out?
Now.
D's Nuts Vine. What year? D's Nuts on Know Your Meme? It was featured in a short comedic sketch by internet comedian Welvin the Great in early 2015.
2015 can't be the worst year then.
Easily.
Now it has D's Nuts, it has 21, it has What Are Those, and it has Small Loan of $1 million. So it might have had like Left Shark and stuff, but like all these Vine memes
can
like, save it.
So like 2014, 15, and like maybe early 16, that is like the Vine era, and that is like almost like a golden age for like modern comedy, because all these freaking Vine crap, it's had a resurgence. D's Nuts, 21, what are those? Those are like freaking golden. My Name Jeff? When is My Name Jeff? These are like classic today.
When did What the Dog Doing come out?
Hey, yo, What the Dog Doing?
The Vine era just like saved memes. All right, 2016 had Damn Daniel, classic.
Damn, Daniel.
Bernie versus Hillary is not a horrible meme. It's
sounds good. I like that one.
Yeah. Crying Jordan, that one's such a classic. It feels like it's older than 2016. Drake Views, that's not a horrible meme. That's where they so the album cover for Drake's album Views has him sitting on like a space needle or whatever the fuck it's called, but like since he's photoshopped on, he's like way too big, so people started just editing Drake sitting on other things, so like restaurants and stuff. It was an okay meme.
My Name Jeff with 2014 photo added on like 14-15. The mainstream memes might have been bad, but like the Vine era, the Vines of those
unbeatable
2 years are like golden.
Unbeatable. Harambe was 2016.
Bless him.
Evil Kermit. I still see Evil Kermit.
I don't like Evil Kermit.
You don't like Evil Kermit?
I can't say I like
Arthur's
it at all.
Fist. Arthur's Fist is shit.
Oh, hell no.
Arthur's Fist is dog shit. Sad Ryan Reynolds. Never heard of it.
Sad.
Michael Phelps Face. Never heard of it. Ken Bone, that might be like the absolute bottom of the barrel of 2016.
I never liked Ken Bone.
Ken Bone was such a fucking dumb meme. Petty,
he is looking kind of fly, not gonna lie.
Petty Joe Biden. I've never even heard of this meme. Me at the beginning of 2016 versus at the end of 2016.
That
meme aged like shit, because 2016 wasn't even bad. Like, we had the election.
Humongous of 2015.
Oh my, come on. Humongous.
I wasn't super into it at the time, but that is hilarious, because he goes, my name is Humongous.
I think Humongous might be coming back, because the other night, it was like 4 a.m. and I was talking to Sophie on the phone, and I just kept saying, Humongous, and laughing my ass off. So I think it might be coming back, because I'm starting to think it's funny again. And Dylan sent me a meme of like, it was a frame of Humongous with his hand at his chest, and it looked exactly like that one image of what's his name? The guy that played Tony Stark. He's just Tony Stark. He's Tony.
Tony.
Yeah.
We're normally a little early, not to like blow our own horn, but we've been saying 21 and D's Nuts like years before it came back.
Mm. Yeah.
That's just always kind of been a thing, though.
Yeah.
He's Nuts.
Hugh Humongous.
2016 was good. Everyone said it's bad. 2016 was good.
I mean...
Yeah, 2016 was fine.
When did, like, I'm gay become popular? Is that 2016, the iDubbbz clip?
That would be... Actually, that I think the original video of that is deleted, so...
Because that shit just
there's so much we're missing, though, because it's just such a big culture. We can't...
I'm gay was 2016.
Podcast. Yeah, no, that's a detractor. And
like,
Pink
I think
Guy?
2016 with the leafy, like, the big leafy year, right?
No, you can't diss Pink Guy! Filthy Frank's so legendary!
Shut up. Just shut up. Just fucking shut your mouth.
Filthy Frank was legendary for the
Fuck
scene.
You...
Okay.
Fuck you. All right.
Best memes of 2017. We got Elf on the Shelf.
Nah.
Mm.
Nah.
The Great American Eclipse.
That was a meme? Oh, that's just a normal event that happened.
That was just a thing that happened, yeah.
Yeah, I don't... I think these websites don't know what memes are.
I think we gotta turn to YouTube and go to like those compilations, like most epic dank memes of 2014.
I don't know.
I think you're checking like mainstream articles.
Yeah, I am.
Like bottle flipping. I'm pretty sure that was 2017.
The floor is blank. Grand the floor day. Is like the floor is blank. You know that meme.
Yeah.
Crash
yeah.
Bandicoot. Whoa.
Was that 2017?
Yeah.
That's when the remake came out, right?
That's
Salt
a detractor.
Bay.
Okay. I fucking hated that one.
We're getting into shit territory.
Okay, Brother May I Have Some Oats was a good meme.
I like Brother.
Brother, may I have some oats?
Oats.
and of course the one of the fat cat it says Brother May I Have Some Loops.
Loops.
That's a good meme. That's a good
I like
meme.
Loops.
Redbone. That's just a good song.
Yeah, it did get meme to death though. But it is a good song.
Rick and Morty fans, like the you have to have Szechuan extremely sauce. High IQ to understand Rick and Morty
Wait,
and stuff like
what
that.
What year was Szechuan sauce? I pick a re.
I pick a re. How the fuck do you spell Szechuan?
Szechuan. S Z C H, I think.
S-Z-E-C-H-U-A-N.
Nah, they gotta try again.
Fuck? Yeah, come on. What? Man, come on.
We'll let you try that one again. You can spell that one better.
Alright, Szechuan
sauce. Oh, 2015 had Weird
Szechuan
number one,
sauce.
Which was fine at first until Grande. This is when Grande started to come into
yeah,
the scene.
Yeah,
that
rise
was 2016?
I
thought it was 2018.
No, that
You've
was
been
the
suffering
worst year
for
in my
so
opinion.
Long.
2018 is the
Szechuan
worst
sauce opinion. Was 2017, by the way.
Okay.
I really think 2017 is the best contender for worst year because Cash Me Outside, how about that?
Oh
come on.
God. 5 years already? Wait,
2017.
No, four.
Oh no, shit.
It's the Doge resurgence.
Actually, 2017, it does have one good thing going for it. Someone that the Broskis got to personally interact with once before his unfortunate death. Young King Dave was a 2017 thing. We added Young King Dave to one of our old Instagram group chats, and a couple months before he passed, he opened the group chat and viewed a message Zach sent once. Smoking doinks out in Amish?
I could find the picture.
Yeah. Young King Dave was a great meme. Those videos are still really funny.
All I said was, yeah.
Yeah.
Bless up. Miss that guy.
I'm still looking at memes. Prequel memes.
Yeah, that kind of.
Yeah, Jesus. Nothing but respect for my president.
Nah. Was that the year that Ultimate came out?
I'm pretty sure Smash Brothers Ultimate did come out in 2017.
No.
Ultimate was 18.
Ultimate, the song.
Oh, the song. Oh, no, I think Ultimate came
out. I am
the
one.
Like, yeah, hold on, Denzel Curry. Ultimate came out in 2015.
Okay.
I am the one to weigh a ton, don't need a gun to get respect up on the street. Mocking SpongeBob was 2017.
Oh, that was horrible. That was horrible.
2017 is by far. White Guy Blinking was 2017.
Oh, the guy in the corner of the screen is going.
He's like, no. Yeah, 2017.
Mocking SpongeBob is shit. I'm going to make a Mocking SpongeBob meme right now. Okay. Mocking SpongeBob is a funny meme. And then it's the picture of the Mocking SpongeBob.
That's actually pretty genius, honestly. Yes, 2017 is easily the worst year that we've assessed so far. But we still got a couple more years left.
We still got, like, the worst one, in my opinion.
Yeah, 2018, Tide Pods.
Uh-uh.
Kylo Ren Pants.
Even Last Jedi, when he was, like, not wearing a shirt and his pants were all the way up to his tits.
Yeah.
No.
Dude, so funny.
Dude.
Absolute Unit. Handsome Squidward. I feel like Handsome Squidward was a thing long before 2017. But, I don't know. You so fucking precious when you smile. No.
Nah.
This article says the green M&M was a thing in 2018, but I think Bambi for the PS2 was a meme long before 2018.
It might have just become mainstream, but like, it's always been a
probably
meme.
Let me see. Oh no, green M&M Bambi copypasta is from 2017, so only a year prior to what this article is claiming. Now listen to me, young man. I'm talking directly into your ear now. I need you to do me a favor. You will do this for me. I need you to go to GameStop, and I need you to ask the bastard working the counter if they have Bambi on the PS2. If you come back empty-handed, you'll be in big trouble, mister. You will never see the light of day. That's a pretty good meme.
I walk into GameStop. Games eaten. Cashier afraid. Dick out. I am forcibly removed from GameStop.
Gru's plan was 2018 that is still used to this day. And it is awful.
I don't know, man.
Do you guys remember Krusty Krab versus Chum Bucket?
Yeah. Yeah, SpongeBob really did get a... I know they were, you know, kind of in the culture forever. But I think people started, like, screen capping, like, SpongeBob a lot more and making a lot more memes.
And it was a nightmare. It still is a nightmare. Every time a new SpongeBob meme comes out, I get increasingly upset.
Okay, SpongeBob movie, live tweeter.
Okay, but those were like that had nothing to do with the frames. Those were like my own original gags.
Yeah, but like the thing with the SpongeBob memes is...
Come on, you can't, Zach, you can't fucking tell me that my tweet of SpongeBob and Patrick running away from Bigger Boot and saying me running away from gay thoughts isn't funny. Come on, man.
So now we just take what Matthew just said. And then put it with the picture of Mocking SpongeBob.
Man, come on!
Dude!
You're fucked in the head.
But, like, the problem with the SpongeBob memes is that they are very, very mainstream. So you'd go on Twitter and you see these freaking stupid tweets. Like, three times in a row using the
Me
the
after
dumb
I
SpongeBob
finished
meme.
Fucking my girlfriend! SpongeBob catching his breath.
Oh, that was a bad one.
Infinity War is the most ambitious crossover event in history. That one sucked. Here it is. SpongeBob catching his breath was also 2018.
We just mentioned that. It sucks.
If Infinity War was a meme, that would also mean that, like, the snap and I don't feel so good and dusting and all that shit. Thanos car? I don't feel so good.
Thanos becomes funnier every year.
Thanos car?
Okay, guys. I think I know what the thumbnail for this episode has to be now. It has to be the three of us all riding in Thanos' car.
That's it. Live on the podcast. We got the thumbnail, boys.
That's it. We're pitching it. We'll pitch it to Mimi Yori. Us riding in Thanos' car. Oh my fucking god! Yodel Boys was fucking...
Oh my god.
I'm glad that kid died.
He's
dead?
No, I'm lying to you. That kid, like, dropped off the face of the fucking planet. I don't think I've heard from him since he was on that one Lil Nas X song.
Yeah, same. I haven't heard of him since he was on the Old Town Road remix.
Positive he got a record deal off that shit, too.
He did. He fucking did, because he dropped an album, I believe. But I don't know.
And it was the most heat of 2018.
Everyone knows the best yodeling in history is the hamster dance. Mark Zuckerberg, all the memes about Mark Zuckerberg being a robot was 2018. Floating boy chasing running boy down the hallway. There's an episode of VeggieTales from like 2002 called The Future of Autotainment. And it's all about how it's VeggieTales in the future, and now comedy is completely randomized. Like, they literally just have a randomizer decide what the next skit will be. And it's sad that that episode became reality, because a little over a decade later, we were laughing at Markiplier Farquaad E.
It's so surreal. Isn't existentialism funny? Shut up! No!
2018, we got the friend meme, which is the Deathclaw from Fallout.
A pyre.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think about it, but I mean, it was funny at the time.
That one was pretty funny.
Oh, that means like, out of your friends, which one are you?
Truck freak! Crazy ass!
The fighter.
It still comes up like today, but it's not the same images. It's just like people make their own versions of like...
That one's still pretty funny, we're only getting worse from here. 2018 was actually fucking horrible. I've only reached May in this article, so we're not even halfway through the year. Is this a blank meme?
Butterfly?
Is this a pigeon? Is this... Yeah, it, he says...
Is this a funny meme? Shut up!
No, it's fucking not.
You missed one that I hate. It's one that Grande really puts, so I think that really showed you how bad it is. It was this stupid freaking glob meme.
That's so shit, it's not even in this article.
Yeah, I freaking hated
the
that.
The glub.
Yeah.
The first time I saw that, I was like, weird. And that's it. That's all I said. I didn't laugh at all.
Yeah.
Next we got Yanny or Laurel.
Laurel.
We live in a society, that one we still say to this day.
That one made it to the freaking Zack Snyder Justice League.
We live in a society. Oh, here we are at, we got our first Avengers meme in this. I don't feel so good.
We don't really talk about that one anymore, though.
I understood that reference.
I understood that reference. Get off me! I have to tell him I understood that reference! Tony used to eat cheeseburger.
No, that's 2019.
Yeah, because that was Endgame, but you know. Let me guess. Your home? Yes. And it was beautiful. And we cannot forget, possibly the funniest Avengers meme is just the gif of Thanos smiling at the sunset.
I also like Thanos' cock.
Yeah, Thanos' cock.
And Thanos' truck.
Guys, Waluigi in Smash Brothers was a 2018 meme.
That's funny. Shut up.
Yeah, so true. Slaps roof of car, that's a 2018 meme.
To the company of greed.
Polite cat? Polite cat's a cute cat. Howard the alien? Come on, guys.
Howard sucked, but I groaned to freaking love that. Okay, there's a meme. I have not been able to find it. It's been like deleted off the internet, but it's the Ben 10 intro. And when it showed gray matter, instead of being gray matter, it's Howard the alien dancing.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't stay there. It immediately go to the next alien, just like the normal intro does. So it's just the Ben 10 intro, but Grey Matter is Howard the Alien. It's like the funniest meme I've ever seen. I can't find it. I'm probably just gonna remake it because I cannot find it.
I know what you're talking about. I've seen it in a long time.
To you guys, and some of you guys, like, you didn't even notice it until, like, the third watch through. That's how good it is.
Yeah.
I noticed. Of course I
noticed. I know.
Of course I noticed it.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm
the Well, you guys, you guys are intelligent beings, so, I mean.
I know the Ben 10 intro by heart. You know how many times I've watched that show?
Dude, I fucking love Ben 10.
I've got a goddamn Omnitrix somewhere in my room.
Dude, I was a Cartoon Network boy. I fucking loved all the Cartoon Network shows.
Thoughts on Upchuck?
Upchuck, I... that little piece of shit.
He's so stupid looking.
I hate that guy.
Well, in 2018, we got Johnny Johnny Yes Papa.
Johnny Johnny Yes Papa.
We got celebrity full names. That's the one where, like, you Google someone's real name and it's something ridiculous.
Yeah, The Weeknd, it's like, what, Saturday, Sunday?
We got, Do Y'all Hear Something? Which is the beginning of the craze of, like, photos of characters, and, like, they have long nails and long eyelashes and glittery lipstick.
When I think 2018 memes, I'm not thinking, like, the Twitter template shit. I'm thinking, like, Fortnite default dance and fucking, like, everything that, you know, in that year, you know, I had just graduated, and I was just kind of home all the time, and I was watching YouTube.
You were browsing Reddit, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it was r/memes, and yeah. And I'd get recommended, like, every video, and I wasn't even subscribed to, like, Dolan Dark or Grande or any of that. PewDiePie, even. I'm not subscribed to any of them. Subscribe to PewDiePie!
Subscribe to PewDiePie! T-Series! Dude, that was,
bitch was on, no. Like...
what year was that? Hold on.
Bitch was on, yeah, that was 2018. Guarantee it.
Yeah, I think it was.
Which brings it to why I hate that year. Like, all of my meme consumption and shit was either Instagram, which was kind of just piggybacking off of what YouTube was doing.
Bitch
like
was Grande on, and Dolan Dark. 2018.
And nothing against, like, Grande or Dolan Dark. I'd like them if they
everything
were funny.
Against Grande.
But, like, I just see this video. It's like, oh, it's this video, and it's Detroit Become Human painting template. All right, here's 20 of them for you. Hope you think it's funny the 20th time.
So, yeah.
Like, see, Detroit that only human. Works when I watch, like, a D's Nuts Vine compilation. If I watch a current meme compilation, it's not funny, but I go watch a D's Nuts thing, it's the funniest thing in the world, because it's so stupid.
One time, me and Sophie were hanging out, and she didn't know what to do, so I just turned on King Bash Vine compilation while she was drawing, and we watched, like, 20 minutes worth of it.
Like, dude, for real, if we ever need something to do, we will just throw on random bullshit like that, and it works.
But if you throw in, like, a Detroit Become Human painting scene compilation...
Yeah, that's not funny!
It would be... The whole thing is, like... The whole video is 40 seconds long, and the first 35 seconds of it is the same video. It's the same video, and then 5 seconds is the punchline. It's, oh, that's funny because it's a different picture. It's the most beautiful thing.
That's another thing about, like, Vine being a, quote, golden age. They're all 6 seconds. So the compilations work. When you compile these almost minute-long memes, and the punchline's, like, 5 seconds of the minute long, that's horrible.
Yeah. Anyway, Elon Musk smoking weed.
That was 2018?
It was? Yeah. I do remember that.
Bongo Cat.
Nope, never liked Bongo Cat. Never. Never once liked Bongo Cat.
Moths.
Oh, lamps.
Lamps. Why do good girls like bad guys?
Oh, yeah.
Party Rock Anthem Resurgence.
Wait, good girls like bad guys? That was when TikTok started, right? When it stopped being Musical.ly and started being TikTok?
I guess.
Why do good girls like bad guys?
Why do good girls like bad guys?
I
want to
be Tracer.
Oh my, I'm already Tracer.
I remember Matthew, he made a TikTok that he was really proud of. It was Riku from Kingdom Hearts, and it's playing the Why the Good Girls Like Bad Guys. And then in the drop, he changes into buff Riku.
Because I got TikTok, like within the first couple months of its release, and I started making shit posts on there. But then, like, a bunch of people started making shit posts on TikTok, so I left for a very, very long time.
I think if you kept at it, you might have become, like, a freaking TikTok shit poster, because you were there early.
I don't know, I wasn't that funny in my earlier days. Surprise Pikachu.
That is still used.
Oh my god, guys. 2018, they did surgery on a grape.
Oh, you mean the funniest picture and meme to ever exist, right?
Yeah.
Now take that, but with the mocking SpongeBob picture.
Matt, you have a tweet saved, it's like, they did surgery on a grape, and it's like Zendaya quote tweet, and it says, stop.
Stop. It's Zendaya's best tweet. Every time I see her in a movie, like Spider-Man, I just always think to myself, That's the woman that told that person that said they did surgery on a grape to stop. That's definitely her best moment by far. And that's all I remember that meme for. That and now the recent picture of the grape that looks like the Among Us crewmate.
You know, it was 2018.
What?
Mia Khalifa. Hit or miss. I guess they never miss, huh?
You're gonna make me end this episode, bro.
I hate that shit. Ugh. I feel bad, though, for the girl that, like, made that video.
Yeah. 2019 memes.
Oh, also, right before we get into 2019, 2018 was when PewDiePie redid YouTube Rewind 2018. This was when the YouTube Rewind 2018 had, like, Ninja on the battle bus and all the, like, nobody
liked
it.
Was that the one that would demote disliked video on YouTube? Or was that 2019?
Yeah,
it's Rewind time!
Yeah, Rewind time. 18 million dislikes. 18 million.
Yeah, 2018 was also the whole year with PewDiePie versus T-Series, like, the whole thing.
Yeah, like, if I wanted to back up my claim that 2018 is the worst year for memes, I would just link them PewDiePie's YouTube Rewind 2018, but it's actually good. Because it's not good.
I like that he still comes, but it's actually like, good. Okay, like, okay.
Like,
I think
2018, half of 2018 I was a senior, and there was a bunch of freshmen going, do it away. Shut up!
And, okay, shut up! No! Okay, so the original Ugandan Knuckled video is hilarious. The meme was horrible, but now today, Ugandan Knuckled is hilarious again.
Do you know the way? Like a you bunch of freshmen would just go walking down the hall, do you know the way? Shut up!
And that's horrible at the time, but looking back on it, that's freaking hilarious.
Man, if I was in that public school, I'd be killing those freshmen like a Dynasty Warriors game. Jesus fucking Christ. Alright, 2019 memes. World record egg.
Oh my god.
Oh, yeah.
I freaking hated that thing.
Fixing things with instant ramen, like a hole in the chair and they put ramen in it.
That's like always been a trend, though. Like, it's some weird trend.
Stonks. Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus. Ugh,
kill me now.
Gamer Girl Bathwater. Oh my fucking god. I'm not going to tell you the name of this one. You just have to figure out what it is based on this quote I'm going to read you. Contrary to popular belief, 1% is not an accurate representation of my power. When I'm forced to release the amount of my power weak enough to not disturb the universe...
Frick you.
Shaggy. No, come on, Shaggy. Man. Powerful Shaggy. Come on. Dude, so good, so funny. Okay, the Jeremy Renner app was legitimately
That was funny as hell. That was really good.
You guys want to... I hope they bring it back so we can all have the brokey down the Jeremy Renner.
Yeah.
2018-2019, Minecraft got big again.
SpongeBob in drag.
What was that? I don't remember that.
It's just SpongeBob. He's dressed as a woman. Let me see if I can get the photo.
I remember Minecraft coming back because when we made the first Fortnite Fridays, which is the first video on the Brokey channel, Minecraft is not cool. It wasn't.
Right.
Because you hear in the video, Matthew talked to the police officer and he's like, I didn't want to tell him I was playing Minecraft because Minecraft wasn't cool.
Right.
I put a photo of SpongeBob in drag in the chat.
I've never seen that in my life.
It fucking sucked. Bottle cap challenge.
That's how Mafia works.
Oh, I fucking hate it. Oh, that's another meme Grande drove into the ground.
Joker. Just a bunch of Joker memes. Joker.
That's awesome.
Bowling alley strike videos.
What's his name? The dude who's got a bandana on and he's dancing. Why don't I remember his name?
Ricardo.
Ricardo.
What
that
happened
was 2019.
To him? He went like he freaking wept the face of the planet after the meme. Did we ever find out what happened to him?
He didn't want to be a meme, so he left. Yeah, I remember hearing he didn't want to be a meme and he like moved to Florida.
Cats movie.
We was in the club. I want to see him again. I want to see more of that. I want
was
that
in
to
the
come
club.
Out.
Bottles up
for the
two,
couldn't you.
Get enough, had to bring you straight to my bedroom. I'm Baby was 2019. Baby Yoda was 2019. Storming Area 51 was 2019. Cats Can Have a Little Salami. People still circulate that image. This article lists Neon Genesis Evangelion as a 2019 meme. I think they have some issues going on there.
How?
Did they list
an example?
This one Tumblr post, which I haven't even read, so I don't know. It's a Valentine's Day card, I guess.
The only one I can think of is
it's because it was the... That's when it went on Netflix. They're saying that's why.
Oh, yeah. There were all the memes making fun of the horrible freaking Netflix adaptation.
The Rick and Morty of anime.
The Rick and Morty of anime.
Which is true. It's a very true statement. Everyone fights you on it, but I agree with you.
Yeah, I will live and die on this hill.
I agree.
That's one of my best tweets, too. It's one of my best tweets.
You don't call it bad. You just say simply, it is the Rick and Morty of anime.
And the reason it's the Rick and Morty of anime is because it's overrated, and people that watch it think they're smart for watching it.
But it's not bad.
They think you need to be smart to watch it. But it's not bad. It's good. It is really good.
Evangelion, Eva's really good. Rick and Morty seasons 1 and 2 are good. I don't remember 3.
Yeah,
I never watched
1 and
4.
2. Yeah, just seasons 1 and 2. So more accurately, Evangelion is the Rick and Morty seasons 1 and 2 of anime. Darling in the Franxx would be Rick and Morty season 3 and 4 of anime.
Wouldn't you just say that, what are they called? The rebuilds would be seasons 3 and 4?
Maybe.
Don't people not like that?
I haven't seen them either, but apparently people don't like them. I don't know. I don't care. End of Evangelion is a great movie. That's it.
All I know is that in one of the rebuilds, I won't spoil anything because that
In one of the rebuilds,
in one of the rebuilds, there's this tragic, sad moment, and then immediately they cut to one of the girls in their mecha, and their tits are bouncing all over the place. I'm very...
Awesome.
This is a sad, tragic moment. Yeah, throw some titties in my face.
What it would be like if Matthew from the Broskis directed a movie.
Can we get Matthew behind the camera?
Please.
Blockbuster?
Please, bro. There'd be so many titties and ass in that movie. But also, the main plot would be like a Greek tragedy, but there'd be a lot of titties and ass going on during the Greek tragedy.
The Zach cameo would be legendary.
There would be a Zach cameo, definitely. Eric Andre Let Me In was 2019. Okay, Boomer was 2019. So fucking close to being the worst year just because of that.
Whatever you say.
I'd agree. That was 2020, Dylan. Whatever you say, Boomer, that was 2020.
Yeah, but OK Boomer was its own then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What If We Kissed?
Unless,
Hit or Miss, that was 2019.
I thought that was 2018.
Nope, 2019.
Shit.
30 to 50 Feral Hogs was 2019? I thought that was older.
2019? Old Town Road.
Wholesome buff guys. That's what this article calls it. But, you know, it's like the huge fucking guys at computers. Talking about
what,
anime
you're telling
or something.
Me? That was 2 years ago?
That's still a great meme.
What?
It's such a genius meme, we still make new ones.
I remember one of my favorite ones is just the Mob Psycho Twitter account. It's like, this is just Mob Psycho, and it's just that meme.
Yeah. Woman yelling at cat, and that's it. That's 2019.
Old Town Road and Bad Guy, that was 2019. Cringe-ass Nene Baby.
Cringe-ass Nene Baby. Rest in peace, cringe-ass Nene Baby. 2002 to 2004, shot to death.
So now we're in, the current year, and that's, where it gets tricky, because, so the OK Boomer song came out December 2019, but the meme was March 2020. That was, right when COVID happened. It was really?
Yeah.
March?
Yeah. It was.
My mind is you've heard it. Everyone's heard it. This last year is the biggest cluster of anything. What the frick?
Yeah. You know, I mean, where I was, I don't remember if it was a federal lockdown when everything started, but for me in Florida, it was March 20th, 2020. I'm pretty sure the Whatever You Say Boomer video came out exactly 2 weeks before.
I know
she
plunged us into quarantine.
20th.
It's her fault. Oh my fucking god.
She plunged us into chaos.
2020. We got Tiger King. We got Everything is Cake. I don't even know. Oh, Da Vinci. That's a classic. Come on. Da Vinci is still pretty funny.
Da Vinci? Oh shit, I forgot.
This is How I Win. Classic. That's it. That's like all I could find on this article. That is a shitty ass article. Let me peep another article.
Okay, but like, 2020, it's not the worst. Let's, the worst year, guys. The worst year, boys.
The worst year? I think I'm going to have to say it's 2018.
I agree.
2018.
We all are in agreement. It's 2018. Yeah. 2017 sucked. 2017 sucked really fucking bad.
18 is just horrible.
And 2019 also pretty much sucked. But 18 is the worst. It is the fucking worst. Like, nothing good came out of 2018. It was nonstop torture.
But you see, like, you ask anyone, they're going to say immediately, oh, 2016, that year was horrible, and so
damn,
was the
Daniel
frick you.
Harambe. Come on, man.
That poor gorilla. Like, can we talk about it for a second? We meme the gorilla dying, but that poor gorilla, he didn't deserve that.
Yeah, dick's out for Harambe, lol.
It did.
Vote for Harambe. Shut.
Can we get a moment of silence for Harambe? Alright, that's enough silence. The funniest meme of every year is the Harambe Heaven picture that we update every time someone fucking dies.
That is true.
Some real, genuine, actual person fucking dies, we update it.
Wait, we somehow made it through an entire, almost decades worth of memes and we didn't even mention Big Chungus.
Holy shit.
Which...
Well, we're trying to evaluate the worst year.
I know, but Big Chungus is awesome. I love Big Chungus, but when it came out...
It was horrible.
Big Chungus was the worst meme when it came out.
The worst meme. And you know what year?
2018.
Oh my god. And the resurgence was like 19, right?
I think it was like 2019. It just 2019. Took a bit. Yeah.
Late 2019. It was like late 2018 when it came out, and then late 2019 was like,
yeah,
now
it's funny.
To
know your meme, starting in July 2019, the meme regained ironic popularity on iFunny and certain parts of Reddit.
Yeah, the thing with 2019, we just started looking at, like, the previous year's memes, like, these were freaking stupid, and then we made fun of them. Like, Uganda Knuckles, we looked back on that, and we were like, no, that was funny. We looked back at Big Chungus. No, that was funny. Like, that's what 2019 was. We kept looking back and saying, no, these memes were funny.
They're funny. We just weren't doing them right. Now we're going to do them right.
I think Big Chungus became so ironically funny and legitimately funny at this point just because it's so fucking funny. But
that
before then,
right.
it became so funny because it's a juxtaposition of how fucking horrible it was when it came out. Like, it being probably the worst meme, period, at the time. And now we're like, that's pretty fucking funny, isn't it? It's a rabbit! And it's fat!
Yeah, that's
now
how it came back,
right?
We were making fun of the meme, like, oh, guys, look, it's a fat Bugs Bunny, isn't that hilarious? And then, like, 2 days later, we were like, wait, that is hilarious!
Yeah. Just everybody was stupid when it was coming out.
Yeah. 2018 was the worst year, but Big Chungus was fucking awesome. Well, we've been going for quite some time, but
oh yeah.
I think we should quickly, as we do this every year on the Broskies, we should quickly go through the Kids' Choice Awards nominees and put in our votes.
And then between this and the next podcast, the event happens, right?
Yeah. So, are you guys ready? I got it. I got it open.
Yeah, let's see this.
Number one, favorite kids TV show. We got Alexa and Katie, Are You Afraid of the Dark, which I didn't even know got a reboot, Danger Force, Henry Danger, High School Musical, The Musical, The Series, and Raven's Home. What do you guys think?
I've only ever once heard of only one of these no more than 2 hours ago when I watched a video talking about Driver's License. But that one song, like that one really big song. Apparently the girl who made it was in High School Musical, The Musical, The Series. That's all I know.
Yeah.
And apparently the song is about her co-star in that show.
Yeah, I'm saying we put one down for Henry Danger. Am I right, guys? Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Come
yeah,
on.
Boy.
All right, favorite family TV show.
Young Sheldon.
Blackish.
Young
Cobra
Sheldon.
Kai.
Young Sheldon.
Fuller Sheldon. House. Stranger Things. Sheldon. The Mandalorian.
Young Sheldon.
And Young Sheldon.
Bazinga.
Bazinga. Bazinga. Bazinga. Bazinga. Bazinga.
Young Sheldon.
Bazinga.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, all right. Favorite Bazinga. Reality show. America's Got Talent. American Idol. American Ninja Warrior Jr. Lego Masters. The Masked Singer, and The Voice. What do you guys think?
Out of all of these, I've only watched an episode of Lego Masters in the last 5 years.
I'd say Lego Masters, just because it's probably the coolest one. I don't know. I don't care.
I think we should do America's Got Talent, though, because without America's Got Talent, we wouldn't have that really
yes!
funny video that we sing to Asgore from Undertale.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The light show? Come on.
I don't think we have to talk about this. They're just light show from America's Got Talent, and it's playing like some Bruno Mars song. We always sync it up with the Asgore theme from Undertale, and it's like the funniest thing in the world.
You can like, if you play it just right, you can like perfectly sync it up with Birkenstrung plus Asgore.
Yeah.
And it like the beat drops at the perfect moment. It's awesome.
And without America's Got Talent, we would never have Hamood's Got Talent.
Dude!
Hamood!
Oh my god. Hamood!
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you.
That was really good, guys. Golden buzzer. Alright, favorite animated series? We got Alvin and the Chipmunks. Lego.
They make that?
Lego Jurassic World. Legend of the Isle of Nublar. SpongeBob SquarePants. Teen Titans Go. The Boss Baby Back in Business. And
what?
The Loud House.
The Loud House. We have to up it, dude. The Loud House. Come on.
So true.
Yeah.
But, the audience can't see this, but Dylan, do you realize that the frame they used for Teen Titans Go is a frame from the movie? Like,
from the movie.
Right before the superhero movie song.
My superhero movie. They'll be lining up to see a movie.
All about me.
What year is that? 2020 as a meme?
2020.
That was 2020. That was definitely 2020. So what are we doing? Boss Baby
the loud
Back
house.
In Business?
We have to represent
the loud... All right, the loudest podcast. Let's go.
Yeah.
The loudest podcast, the only podcast.
All right. Next we got favorite female TV star. We got Ella Anderson. She plays Piper Hart on Henry Danger. We got Millie Bobby Brown. Some people might know as Eleven from Stranger Things. More people probably know her as Yukina from the Yu Yu Hakusho Dark Tournament live action Dreamcast video on the Lyman Jinjo Extra channel. We got Candace Cameron Bure, who plays DJ Tanner Fuller on Fuller House. We got Camila Mendez, who plays Veronica Lodge on Riverdale. We got Raven Simone, who plays Raven Baxter on Raven's Home. And we got Sephia Wiley, who plays Jean on Hannah Montana. High School Musical, the series.
Well, we have to go with the girl who played Eleven because she's in the Yu Yu Hakusho Dreamcast.
Yeah,
so.
Millie Bobby
Naturally.
Brown, definitely. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Because she's going to be awesome in the Yu Yu Hakusho live action movie that's coming out. Favorite male TV star? I'm going to try reading this one a lot faster. We got Ian Armitage
Young Sheldon.
Don't read the rest.
It's just Young Sheldon.
Dane Wolfhard and the guy that plays Henry Danger
but
are here.
Young Sheldon.
But fuck
come
him.
On. Who cares?
Young Sheldon.
Bazinga. Bazinga. Bazinga.
All right. Favorite movie? Doolittle. Hamilton. Hubie Halloween. Mulan. Sonic the Hedgehog or Wonder Woman 1984.
Hamilton.
Is a very loaded one. This is very hard. This is very, very hard. Because, like, come on. Hubie Halloween? Dude. Hamilton? You're sucking at fucking me. Sonic the Hedgehog? Wonder Woman 1984? This is
Hamilton.
Tough. This is fucking tough. What do you think, Zach?
Tony used to watch Doolittle.
Alright, Doolittle it is.
No, go back. Vote Sonic. Fuck you.
What? Are you... Oh, my God. I can't. It won't let me go back. I can't go back.
God. Oh my god. I only said because Tony Stark's in the movie.
All right. Favorite movie actress?
Okay. Who cares about the rest?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about the rest. It's Millie Bobby Brown. She did great in the Yu Haga Show live action movie that's coming out. Favorite movie actor? We got Jim Carrey from Sonic the Hedgehog. Robert Downey Jr. From Doolittle.
Who cares about Tony Stark?
We've voted for Adam Sandler.
This is how I win.
Favorite animated movie: Onward, Phineas and Ferb the movie, Candace Against the Universe, The Croods, A New Age, Trolls World Tour, Scoob and Soul.
Scoob.
Shaggy Goes to Hell.
Scoob is such a horrible movie.
Okay, but what about Shaggy? What about The Croods and New Age, guys?
I don't care.
Nah, dude.
Did they
really make a new Phineas and Ferb movie? I thought that show ended like 4 years ago.
Yeah, but they made a new movie for Disney Plus.
That's interesting. Well, Shaggy goes to hell in Scoob, so.
That's true. Shaggy does go to hell. All right, favorite voice from an animated movie. We got Tina Fey, who's in Soul. Jamie Foxx is in Soul. Anna Kendrick from Trolls World Tour. Chris Pratt from Onward.
Tom Holland from Spies in Disguise. Come on.
I think that was probably last year's award show, Dylan.
Christmas of 2019, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so that would have been the 2020 award show, Dylan. This is the 2021 award
show.
Dylan, Ryan Reynolds from Croods, Emma Stone from Croods, and Justin Timberlake from Trolls. I say Chris Pratt.
Yeah, Chris Pratt.
I vote for Ryan Reynolds, but I'm outnumbered here. But hear me out.
All right, make your defense.
God damn it!
Yeah, you win, you win. Yeah,
that's not Ryan Reynolds.
He's right.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. That's fucking not.
Yeah, it is.
What the fuck? I think that is. Wait, who is that?
No, it's not. It's not Ryan Reynolds.
It's Ryan Gosling. No, it's not Ryan Reynolds.
He makes a good point.
But hear me out here.
He makes a good point.
All right, you know what? You're right. Ryan Reynolds.
Reynolds is awesome in Blade Runner Cyberpunk 2077.
Yeah. All right, favorite female artist? Beyoncé, Billie Eilish, Selena Gomez, Ariana Grande, Katy Perry, or Taylor Swift?
Well, you know, we stand a queen. We stand a queen, dude.
That doesn't help, Dylan. These are all queens.
BTS.
BTS? Okay.
BTS, dude. Come on.
All right, we vote for Ariana Grande. Hold on. It's making us wait a second. Continue there. Okay, favorite male artist. Justin Bieber, Post Malone, Shawn Mendes, Harry Styles, The Weeknd, or Drake?
Drizzy.
It's really hard being Drake. Yeah, Drake definitely gets that one.
Being Drake?
He used to call me on the cell phone.
BTS!
Alright,
there's no competition.
BTS. Hold on, BTS. Let me at least read them. Fuck! We got favorite music group.
BTS.
Black Eyed Peas, Blackpink, Jonas Brothers, Maroon 5, One Republic, and
BTS!
Jimin, Boy With Love, featuring Halsey.
Favorite music collaboration. Be Kind from Marshmello and Halsey. Holy from Justin Bieber and Chance the Rapper. Ice Cream by Blackpink and Selena Gomez. Lonely by Justin Bieber and Benny Blanco. Rain On Me by Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande. And Stuck With You by Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber. I say Holy because it features Chance the Rapper and he loves his wife.
He had a great album.
He had a great album like a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Favorite song?
Man, I wish we were voting like fucking idiots because I would have actually voted Blinding Lights. That song is awesome.
Girl, you got that
Shut up!
Okay. Alright, favorite female social star? Emma Chamberlain, Charli D'Amelio, Gamer Girl, Addison Rae, JoJo Siwa, and Maddie Ziegler. I think we should give JoJo Siwa all the support she can get because she just got dissed by DaBaby for no fucking reason the other day.
I don't know how she could recover from a DaBaby
diss. So, I think the only way she could possibly fight back against DaBaby is if she had a Kids' Choice Award.
Yeah, with DaBaby Kids' Choice Award.
Right.
If we had,
favorite male social star, we got James motherfucking Charles.
Hey, sisters.
Jason Derulo is a social star?
What?
No, he's not. He's a musician. David Dobrik, Ryan's World, Mr. Beast, 6000, and motherfucking Ninja!
Who do you guys voting for?
This is so fucking loaded.
Dude, I'm Ninja.
It's very Ninja. Hard between James, Charles, Mr. Beast, and Ninja for me.
Ninja Fortnite.
Matthew?
He drove the battle bus.
Look. I know Ninja and James Charles are like funny answers, but I think the person that legitimately deserves the award the most is Mr. Beast.
Which split? Because I'm on James Charles.
Because Mr. Beast, come on, he got the Mr. Beast burger and he like gives money to people. Ninja won't even play video games with women.
Dude,
I locked my friends in a room alone, and for every fart they do, they get $6,000.
I bought this entire Kid Choice Awards Stadium.
Without Mr. Beast, we won't have the Meat Canyon video when he makes fun of Mr. Beast.
Okay, we need a type. We're all split. We need someone to break this for us.
If we can't decide within the next 3 minutes, Ryan gets the award.
We need to call somebody.
Call someone. Matthew,
all right, hold on. I'm gonna call Asterios.
Dude.
Alright, come on. Please pick up, man. Please.
Please. I know it's 10 p.m. It's kinda late for him.
Come on.
This is serious, though.
5 p.m.
You have to tell him this is serious business.
Hello? Asterios, thank fucking God you answered.
Oh my God.
You are
God.
Live on episode 10 of the Broski Podcast. We need your help. We have to phone a friend, okay?
Oh, well, I'm on the phone with my girlfriend right now. I'll talk to you guys later.
What? No, come on, man, please.
No!
Oh my fucking God.
Oh my God.
This is fucked up.
Does he know that he's wasting Zach's time?
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
Oh my God.
No.
I guess we have to call Mimi Joy.
Oh my God. Oh my God, I'm hanging up on him. I can't believe that. Calling Mimi Yori.
Hug.
Hello, Mimi Yori. You're live on episode 10 of
this
The
is
Lime and the
business.
Coconuts. You're the first person that us three boys are calling. We need your help.
Uh-huh. What do you want?
Okay, so we're looking through the Kids' Choice Awards, and the three of us are all stuck on favorite male social star. So, out of these three, who do you think should get the award? Answer truthfully, honestly, and wait until I've told you all three answers. James Charles, Mr. Beast, or Ninja?
Ninja.
Gah!
See?
All right.
History is on my side.
All right, thank you. Thank you for your input.
No problem. Anytime.
Yep. Bye. I'm casting my vote in for Ryan's World.
Dude.
God damn it! No!
Favorite female sports star... Simone Biles, Alex Morgan, Naomi Osaka, Candace Parker, Megan Rapinoe, and Serena Williams. The only one I know is Serena Williams.
Same.
I liked about her then.
All right. Favorite male sports star, Tom Brady!
Tom Brady! LeBron James!
LeBron James. Because Tom Brady tongue punches his son really hard, and it's really impressive, but LeBron James. LeBron James. I know, that's what I'm saying.
LeBron James. LeBron.
Alright. Continue voting in 3 seconds. Fuck you, let me vote now. Alright, favorite video game.
Among Us! Among Us!
Among Us!
You are obsessed with Among Us!
Hey, you're the one showing me all this.
Okay, we know the answer to this, but go ahead and read it out.
Favorite global music star. From Europe, we got David Guetta. From Africa, we got Master KG. From Australia, we got Savannah Clark. From Latin America, we got Sebastian Yatra. From North America, we got Taylor Swift, who is the candidate every year for some reason. And then from Asia, we got BTS!
I don't know, dude. I don't see BTS curing racism.
True.
I hate that they add a North America rep here, because like they're obviously going to win. Because it's all just kids.
Maybe not, because BTS is here and everyone loves BTS. But there's no fucking way like Master KG is going to win. If Master KG wins, then I'll go berserk on the next episode.
Stream Boy with Love featuring Halsey.
Stream Boy with Love. We're voting BTS. And that is it for the Kids' Choice Awards 2021. Those are our votes. That's who us here at Broski headquarters have voted for. We'll get back to you on that either next episode or the episode after. I think that's about it.
Guys, I have one important question for you guys.
What's up, Dylan? What's up?
Would you rather talk like Jar Jar Binks or look like Jar Jar Binks?
That's easy. I'd kill myself.
You are not allowed to kill yourself.
I'd kill myself.
Fuck!
Honestly?
Fuck, shit, man, god damn it.
I choose to ignore the question.
That's it for the Broski Podcast, episode 10. I've been your host, Lime Jinjo, aka Matthew. With me, as always, is my other host, Crowphibian, aka Dylan. And thank you to our first ever guest that mattered, Zach, for being on this episode of the podcast.
So true. So true.
So fucking true.
So fucking true.
No, he's our first guest, yeah.
Zach, where can the loyal Broski fans that somehow don't know who you are find you?
You could find me on Twitter, at ZachPilled. If you want to watch videos that I don't make, I don't use YouTube, but I don't know, Xenonia, XENONIA. Yeah, I've got some pretty good ones on there, but I don't really use it.
All right,
but
guys, make sure to check out Zach and
be sure to smash that like button, guys. Make sure to subscribe, and we will summon Sonic.exe.
Today we are making Dylan drink the gay potion.
Huh?